Good evening. Tonight's going to be a little bit different than normal. We're going to move through some Old Testament verses, and actually, I told our class this morning, we started the book of Ezra on Sunday mornings back here in the Adult Clue 2 class, and it was studying on that kind of opened my eyes, and so those that were in the class this morning, they'll see, well, we heard some of this, and yes, you did, because it's very prevalent, it's very relevant. I titled the lesson, Not Paying Attention. And it seemed, and we're going to see tonight, all of the nation of the Jews ended up taken into captivity because they did not pay attention. And we fast forward to today, and you look at the church today, and people just don't pay attention, or so it seems. I mean, as we're going through the book of 1 Corinthians on Sunday morning, look at how little attention the church had been paying and the mess that their lives get in. I'll tell you this. Anytime you stop paying attention to the Word of God, to where it affects you, I would be real concerned that my heart isn't hardening up and I'm becoming insensitive to God. It starts with little things and it builds over time. Same thing happened back with Israel in the Old Testament. There was a worldwide power in place, if you'll open your Bible there, to Daniel chapter 9. The worldwide power in place was Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar was the king. Now, what Babylon did, they attacked Jerusalem and Judah. Jerusalem, you'll hear a lot of times it talks about Jerusalem back there because Jerusalem's where the temple of God was. That's where God's name was known throughout the world. Well, Babylon being the worldwide power, they swept through Judah and Jerusalem two different times. The first time happened in 606 BC. And he kind of sweeps through the area, doesn't do a lot of destruction, but what they do is they carry off into captivity the strongest and smartest people of the nation. And so in 606, there was this group that was taken, and Daniel is among the first group. The second wave came in 586, 30 years later. Babylon came back and they utterly destroyed the nation. They destroyed Jerusalem, set it on fire, tore down all the walls. I mean, it was obliterated. This city where God's name dwelled. And God said He would allow it to happen. Well, Jeremiah had prophesied. Jeremiah preached for 40 years. And you can go back into Jeremiah chapter 27, Jeremiah chapter 29, and you can see it real plain that here Jeremiah is among the people of God. He is a prophet. 40 years he keeps preaching to the people. Listen to the word of the Lord. Listen to the word of the Lord. The economy was good. Their lives were good. But no one was paying attention. Jeremiah also was one of those that got taken off into Babylon in 586. And so he's over there, no one listened. And then after they were there, the Medes and Persians rose to power of the world. And the Medes and the Persians overthrow Babylon. Now all of these Jews that were under Nebuchadnezzar and those Babylonian kings become the people under the Persians, King Cyrus. And so now that they're there, well, Cyrus has sent Ezra and the first group back to Jerusalem, allowing it to rebuild. And it's kind of interesting, and I'm throwing out a little history. I understand that. I'm going to make a point with it all. But you have to realize that God used one nation, the Babylonians, an ungodly nation, to utterly destroy God's people. God uses the second king, the second nation, a worldwide power, to restore God's blessings to His people. It lets you realize that God is in control of every event that goes on the face of this earth, no matter how bad it looks. Well, here's Daniel. And Daniel, taken off in that first wave, Daniel's going to be looking. He's close. He has to be 90 years old because he was taken off in the first wave. And I'll show you. Look at verse 1 of Daniel 9. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the Median descent, who was made king over the kingdom of the Chaldeans. The Chaldeans, that's Babylonians, okay? In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, observed in the book of the numbers of the years, which was revealed as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet, for the completion of the desolation of Jerusalem, namely 70 years. Somehow, the word of God was preserved when the Babylonians came over and obliterated Jerusalem. Somehow Daniel has the word of God as a slave. And he's reading it. And he said, here he's reading it in verse 2. And he's reading about what Jeremiah prophesied, that they would be in this time of slavery for 70 years. And now the 70 years are completed. Old man Daniel. Daniel was probably 18 to 20 years of age when he was carried off the first time. 70 years are completed. He's got to be 90. He's an old fella. And now he remembers, you know, wow. Verse 3. Excuse me. So I gave attention to the Lord God to seek Him by prayer and supplication and fasting, sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord God and confessed and said, Alas, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps His covenant and loving kindness for those who love Him and keep His commandments. I want to stop for a second. I mean, do we pray like this? Think about what he's confessing to God. The great and awesome God, we have watched You take kings and kingdoms and do what You want. You control things. He also understands who keeps, in verse 4, His covenant and loving kindness for those who love Him and keep His commandments. God's compassion, God's mercy is extended to those who keep His commandments, and Daniel knows it well. Verse 5, we have sinned, committed iniquity, acted wickedly and rebelled, even turning aside from Your commandments and ordinances. You know what? Daniel knows why God's allowed them to happen. I mean, how'd you like to be sitting alone as captivity and your family has been destroyed by this king and this nation? How'd you like to have been there and watched your family slaughtered? And now you're sitting here, 70 years have gone by, and you know exactly why it happened. It happened because no one paid attention to the word of the Lord. They didn't listen. And now Daniel's confessing. We know why God's abandoned us. Verse 6. Moreover, we have not listened to Your servants, the prophets, who spoke in Your name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and all the people of the land. Daniel knows the problem. We have not listened. I want to repeat. Every time you don't listen to the word of the Lord when He's speaking, something is happening inside of you. When we're not paying attention to the word of the Lord, you're setting yourself up for great failure. Well, if you move on down to verse 11, he continues. Look at Daniel's as he continues down here. Verse 11. Indeed, all Israel has transgressed your law and turned aside, not obeying your voice. So the curse has been poured out on us, along with the oath which is written in the law of Moses, a servant of God, for we have sinned against him. Notice where Daniel focuses in 11. He goes back and he draws off of what? The written law of Moses. Moses is hundreds of years before. And Daniel is going and he's recalling that the law of Moses is a written law from God. And Moses told the people, whenever he presented the laws of God to the people, you ignore and you stop paying attention to my word, I will send a curse on you. And the curse will be, you will be destroyed. And now here's Daniel through this whole thing, and he says, you know what? I know all Israel's transgressed your law. All of Israel has turned aside. All of Israel has not obeyed your voice. And now we're in the problem that we're in because we're not paying attention because we've sinned against God. So Daniel knows it. He's admitting it. And in everything, I want you to see, Daniel ties everything back to the Word of God. He's not just frivolously talking here. Everything is tied to God's Word. He knows it. Verse 12. Thus he has confirmed his words which he had spoken against us and against our rulers who ruled us, to bring us on us great calamity. For under the whole heaven there has not been anything like what has been done to Jerusalem. God confirmed his word. We are in the problem we're in because he said it would happen. And if you and I could even listen today, that when God speaks to us through the blood of Jesus, and God says, I want you to listen to my voice, you follow my ways, or you're going to find a curse. We need to be paying attention. You watch people's lives become shambles. And sometimes we're shocked and amazed at, why is your life such a mess? Well, pretty plain and simple. I bet you when people's lives get the mess, that's not true. I know when people's lives get in a mess, they're not paying attention to the Word of God. Because the Word of God would not lead you in this mess. God would not lead you there. You're there because you haven't paid attention. Well, he continues on in verse 13. As it is written in the law of Moses. Notice he keeps referring to the Word of God. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this calamity has come on us, yet we have not sought the favor of the Lord our God by turning from our iniquity and giving attention to your truth. 70 years have passed. Guess what Daniel still recognizes? No one's paying attention still. We're in captivity. Our places have been left desolate all these years. And you know what? Nobody's turning to God. Nobody's turning from their sins. And no one is paying attention to your truth. Daniel knows that. And so, you know, this thing is a monumental thing. We're learning from the historical account and from the written Word of God. Not paying attention to the Word of God is costly. Especially for you and I in Jesus. We need to pay attention. I found it interesting in verse 13 here. Two things that are a must for God's favor to remain upon you. He says, first, by turning from our iniquity. Second, giving attention to your truth. Those are two musts. If you're going to get out of a mess in a situation in life, if you're going to make forward progress, those are two musts. Well, he continues on in verse 14. Therefore, the Lord has kept this calamity in store and brought it on us. For the Lord our God is righteous with respect to all of his deeds which he's done, but we have not obeyed His voice. It's not God's fault we're captive. It's our fault because we haven't paid attention. You remember the seven churches, Book of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3? Six of those churches are in trouble. Five of them are told, you better heed the word of the Lord or you're about to go down the tube as a church, my church. And you know why? Because people weren't paying attention to the word anymore. They were just doing whatever they wanted to do. They thought that they could just be who they wanted to be and God would accept them. No, it doesn't work that way. They were cursed by Jesus, or were on the verge of being cursed by Jesus for not paying attention to truth. Well, knowing that, come over to the book of Haggai. Haggai is the third to the last book of the Old Testament. You've got Haggai, you've got Zechariah, and Malachi. That's your last three verses. I want you to come to Haggai. We're going to read a few verses here. And again, we're talking about paying attention to the Lord and His Word, the truth of His Word. The book of Haggai, and this is what is real interesting. The book of Haggai, 16 years have passed, and they still haven't built the temple in Jerusalem. Give you just a little history. Ezra is a priest. The book of Ezra, Ezra is the first to lead the people out of captivity back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. They have all of the goods that they've been given. The Medes have given them money. They've given them the gold and the silver to rebuild Jerusalem and the temple. And so Ezra leads them back. Well, Ezra's back there with them for 16 years. And all of a sudden, you've got another prophet named Haggai that shows up in the middle of this deal. When Haggai gets there, they hadn't rebuilt the temple yet. Well, you know, it starts getting a little bit concerning whenever God sends prophets to His people. That means something's wrong. And now here's Ezra leading the group. Here comes Haggai. Ezra chapter 5, Ezra mentions he was so thankful to see Haggai. And then right on the heels of Haggai was Zechariah. He mentions them too. So they're all there. Haggai cannot believe that the people haven't done anything in 16 years. He's shocked at them. And so look at verse 2 in Haggai 1 there. Thus says the Lord of hosts, this people says the time has not come, even the time for the house of the Lord to be rebuilt. Guess what the people are saying? There's no time to rebuild the temple yet. Verse 3. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, it is time for you yourselves, for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies desolate? Whoa. You got nice houses. You've rebuilt your places. How come anybody hadn't paid attention to the house of the Lord? And you see, in the Old Testament, the house of the Lord was so important because that's where God met face to face with the people. And Haggai wants to know, you got your paneled houses, nobody's lift a hand on house of the Lord. What's wrong with you folks? Verse 5. Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Let's consider something. Verse 6. You have sown much, but harvest little. You eat, but there is not enough to be satisfied. You drink, but there is not enough to become drunk. You put on clothing, but no one is warm enough. And he who earns wages to put into purses with holes. You ever seen a purse with holes? How'd you like that? Ladies, how'd you like to have a purse with holes in it? Wouldn't that be wonderful? I want you to consider your ways, folks. Word of the Lord came. Nobody's paying attention. You're not doing anything. Still, after coming out of captivity, you're not paying attention to God. And now he said, let's consider your ways. How come you're working so hard and get so little in return? You know what your problem is? You've got purses with holes in them. And you're working extra hard and you're making little gain. There is a message for the people of God. And that message is this. God promises to make things a lot better and a lot easier for His people if they will pay attention to His Word. Why do we work so hard? Why do you notice certain people at times, or maybe not just certain people, a lot of people, they're going through great major struggles just to make ends meet? When you got the promises of God, I'll make sure you have an abundance for your needs. I'll take care of that. But you got to seek me first. I'll make sure that you got clothing, shelter. I'll make sure that you will be met every time you need something to help someone with. I'll make sure you have the help. But you got to pay attention to my word. Here they are working for 16 years. They got their panel houses. They're working so hard. They're about to work themselves to death. And he said, you ever thought about it? Consider your ways. You're working hard. You're getting little in return. There is a reason for that. Well, verse 7, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains, bring wood, and rebuild the temple that I may be pleased with it and be glorified, says the Lord of hosts. Start building today. Start paying attention to what I want done. Consider your ways. Verse 9, you look for much, but behold, it comes to little. When you bring it home, I blow it away. Why, declares the Lord of hosts, because of my house which lies desolate, while each of you runs to his own house. Therefore, because of you the sky has withheld its dew and the earth has withheld its produce, I called for a drought on the land, on the mountains, on the grain, on the new wine, on the oil, on all that the ground produces, on men, on cattle, and all the labor of your hands. You want to know why you got a drought? You want to know why the earth's so hard? You know why you can't grow much? You ever wondered about any of that? Because I call for it, God said, against you, my people, because no one is paying attention to my word. You're paying attention to everything else and not me. Let me make something very clear tonight. God notices your desires. God notices your attitudes in pursuit of Him. God notices when you have an opportunity to listen and grow and you're sitting and doing something else, you better believe He notices. And it gets His attention quick. And we in the church forget that sometimes. We don't think of any consequences about what we do or what we don't do. And God said, what if I called a drought on your life, where you're working extra hard and you got nothing to show for it? I can do it. And so God noticed these activities and pursuits of His people. And Haggai's letting them know, because no one's paying attention. And the calling of Haggai is, you need to consider your ways and what you're doing. Look at verse 12. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him. And the people showed reverence for the Lord Then Haggai, the messenger of the Lord, spoke by the commission of the Lord to the people, saying, I am with you, declares the Lord. You know what's amazing about these two verses? The majority of people didn't pay attention. He says in verse 12, the remnant of the people. There's only a few. Within the nation of Israel, with all those people who were back there, there's only a small remnant listening. You remember a while ago when I referred to the seven churches there in Revelation? And six of them were in trouble, five were really in trouble. But of the six that were in trouble, do you realize when you go back and read it, within the church that he was calling them to repent, there was only a small remnant within that body that was right with the Lord. And God took recognition, or Jesus took recognition, of who they were. And he told them, I'll take care of you. Well, here in this nation, God makes a declaration to this remnant. Out of all the people that are standing there and hearing Haggai, they've heard Ezra teach, they know what Daniel had been reading. They had opportunities to listen and to heed, and no one's been paying attention. Now there's this small remnant. They listened to the words of Haggai. And God sent a word through Haggai, I'm with you. Not the whole. And right off of the heels of Haggai comes the prophet Zechariah. And when you read the book of the prophet Zechariah, you know what? They don't heed the word of the Lord through Zechariah either. Except a very small remnant. And then you know what happens? 80 more years go by. And guess who shows up? Malachi. The last of the prophets. And after Malachi shows up, there is 440 years of nothing from the Lord to his people. Because you see, it started way back there, no one heeding, no one paying attention. I want you to jump over to Malachi, two books. You've got Zechariah and then Malachi. I want you to jump over to Malachi chapter 3 with me. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 16, after Malachi called this nation to repent, verse 16, then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for all those who fear the Lord, who esteem his name. They will be mine, says the Lord of hosts. On that day that I prepare my own possession, I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. So you will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. That is among the people of God. You can tell people when they're righteous because they pay attention to the word Lord. To not pay attention to the word Lord is wickedness for his people. That's wicked. We need to understand that. And the Lord's not going to bless that. The Lord will not bless it. And so now Malachi lets them know the Lord's going to, there's just some, those who feared his name, they held on to the Lord. Malachi's gone, 440 years, and all of a sudden there comes this guy that's a real strange looking fella. You know, his name's John the Baptist. And he's out in the desert and he's eating locust, wild honey, dressed in camel's hair. He wasn't just a common looking guy. And he's preparing the way for the Lord. And you know what they do to John the Baptist? They kill him. Here comes Jesus right off the heels of John the Baptist. And what do? They kill him. Who killed him? The people of God. You know why? Because they didn't pay attention. And God held that nation accountable. And in that accountability, some 36 years after the death of Jesus, 37 years, God brought in the Roman army and completely obliterated Jerusalem again, wiping them out, and they never rose to power since, and they never will again. Because God's people, who were claimed to be God's people, Jews at that time, never paid attention to the Lord. And now you and I have been blessed as Gentiles to be a part of this thing that the Lord builds called His body, the church. Now within this body, are we going to pay attention to the word Lord? When the Lord's asking us to listen and move, are we going to listen and move? Or are we just going to shrug it off as, that's the same road they walk? I took the time tonight to go through this because I wanted you and I to see that we better learn from what happened to Israel back here, because it'll be no more favorable to us. But for those who fear the Lord, for those who hold to His Word and listen and respond, they find not only the favor, the love of God, but the blessings of being a child of God, even when it's tough, there will be something there for them to hold on to while everyone else crumbles. That's the promises. So I encourage us and exhort us tonight. Pay attention. Pay attention to the word of the Lord. Make sure you're doing it. And if you see some ways that the Lord confronts you and the Lord says, this is what I want from you, don't ignore it. Be humble and respond. And the Lord says, I love you for listening to me. And that remnant will be blessed. That's what we need to commit to tonight.